Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 from Walnut High School, and Maddie Hamilton joins us here today to get us started. Tell us about your family, Maddie.
My parents are Ron and Rachel Hamilton and the late Brenda Hamilton. I have four siblings, Zach, Dylan, Alyssa, and Joel.
Very good. Let's talk about your school efforts here. What classes did you enjoy here in high school?
I really enjoyed my music and art classes. I also enjoyed my English and social studies classes.
Okay. I guess we probably have to be more specific with some of that stuff, too, because your high school career has been kind of a varied one a little bit because of the circumstances involving shared opportunities and what have you. You've had a chance to attend school in high school at what, Walnut, Atlantic, and then Avoca. You've kind of made the rounds around the area. How's that been for you?
It's actually been a good experience. You know, tough situations aren't always the best, but the only thing you can do is learn from them, and I definitely can say that I have. From every school, I've tried to take the best, and I really have gotten a well-rounded school experience. I've got to go to a large school, a medium-sized school, and a teeny-tiny school, so I can say I've definitely experienced a lot. So.
Really, what it's allowed you to do in some measure is just expand your base of friends.
Definitely, yeah. In Atlantic, there were just a ton of kids, and I can say I fit in a little bit better at AHST, but my sister just absolutely loved Atlantic. So, you know, that's a great school for anybody.
Yeah. Well, the experience here at AHST was a good one for you. You've gotten a chance to enjoy that with a lot of not necessarily new friends. You probably knew a lot of these students ahead of time, but you're going to be part of the last graduating class from Walnut High School. How about that?
That's pretty great. I've gone to Walnut my whole life, and I'm proud to be from Walnut, and I'm glad to represent the last class.
Okay, and be a part of that, making that transition work out so well, too. Talk about teachers, then. You got all these schools to pick from now. What teachers will you still be talking about down the road?
From Atlantic, Miss Jenkins, I took her chemistry class, and it was the hardest class I've ever taken in my life, but I don't think I've ever learned so much. From Avoca, I loved Miss Ahern. She just teaches with so much love and care for her students. And from Walnut, definitely Miss Long. I hate math, but she made me enjoy class every single day, and she's just an exceptional teacher.
All right. Must speak a lot for her then. Well, talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I've been involved in choir and show choir. I've done volleyball and cheerleading all 4 years, and I've done a little bit of everything else. I've been in track and softball and dance and all that.
Do you have a favorite?
Definitely choir and cheerleading.
Let's talk about your future. What's up for you this fall? Where are you going to go?
I'm going to Central College in Pella, Iowa, and I'm going to be majoring in elementary education.
Okay. Why did you choose Central?
My brother actually goes to Simpson, and I never thought I would go to Central because they're huge rivals. But I went there, and I just fell in love with the town and the environment. The school is just the people there. They have a great education program, and I just loved it there.
Okay. At what point did you decide that you wanted to teach?
Actually, not very long ago. I've never really known exactly what I wanted to do, but I just love working with kids, and I started a teacher's aid program here at AHST, and I just realized every day I look forward to going and working with those kids and knowing that I get to be a part of their lives and help them in a little way every day.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know as they get ready to start high school?
I would just tell them to do what makes them happy. Don't try to fit in with everybody else. And listen to your parents. They are usually right.
All right. Very good. Well, Maddie, good luck to you down the road. And thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And you are?
Haley Bloom.
Okay, Haley, introduce us to your family.
I have three siblings. They're all older than me. My brother Lucas, who is a sophomore in college. My brother Logan, who would be 22, and my older sister Hannah, who is 27, and then my mom Gwen and my dad Rick.
All right, very good. So you got to remember all those things. You got to send birthday cards, right? Let's talk about classes you liked. What'd you enjoy here?
My favorite classes were always science classes. I liked chemistry in Atlantic, and I liked taking art in Walnut too. Those were probably my favorite classes.
Yeah, you know, we talked a little bit with Maddie, too, about this. You guys have kind of had a unique experience. You've gotten to experience a few different high schools in your tenure, haven't you?
Yeah, we went to Atlantic part-time my freshman and sophomore year, and Avoca part-time junior and senior year.
Yeah, as well as all your time here in Walnut,
right,
too. Kind of a different experience. Do you think you're better prepared maybe for the next step for college because you've had a chance to already get out and mix with other kids and other schools?
Yeah, I think it's good getting to experience all the different classes, different schools, lots of diversity. So
good. What about favorite teachers? Do you have any?
Miss Long, my math teacher. She's my favorite teacher, probably by far.
Why?
She's just a very good teacher. She makes things fun. She knows how to explain things. She'll slow down if you need to. She's all around just a great teacher.
Very good. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else has kept you busy?
I've played volleyball, basketball, and softball consistently, and played track and did some cheerleading in there, and I was also on dance team. And those are all the sports that I've played. And then I was a part of band and choir as long as we had them in Walnut. So I was a part of show choir until we stopped having it, and then band until my junior year because we didn't have enough for a band anymore.
Wow, you were pretty busy. Did you set out to be busy when you started high school?
Yeah, I don't like to sit around, so I like to get involved in activities.
Lucky you, you didn't have to sit around very much.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite out of all those things?
Volleyball and softball.
Okay, very good. Do you enjoy doing things as a group, team-type activities?
Yeah, I like team sports more than individual sports. That's why I don't like golf or tennis or things like that. So, yeah.
Well, it seems like everything you were doing, you're doing with other people, whether it's band or different types of things like that, too. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to go to Iowa Central Community College and major pre-med to become a pediatric physician's assistant.
Oh, excellent. A Triton.
Yeah.
That's where I went to school. Very good. Why did you choose Iowa Central?
My sister lives in Fort Dodge, and she offered for me to stay with her, and I went on a college visit, and they offered free tuition for valedictorians, and so I thought it would save some money, so why not?
Why'd you choose this course of study?
Science has always been my favorite. It's really the only thing I've ever been interested in, especially the human sciences, so.
Do you have a career path already kind of laid out for you then?
Yes, I don't know what four-year university I'll go to after Iowa Central, but I'm probably going to go to Des Moines University for med school.
Okay, so you do have a plan. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they get started with high school?
They should not mess around their freshman year, because if you get a bunch of bad grades in your freshman year, your GPA will be lowered from that, and you want a high GPA, so don't mess around freshman year.
Get off to a good start.
Yes.
Well, Haley, thanks a lot. Good luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
All right, very good. And who's next?
I'm Alyssa Becerra.
Okay, Alyssa, introduce us to your family.
Okay, both of my parents are remarried, so I have 9 siblings. Zach is like 24, Dylan is 22. I have Maddie Hamilton is also my stepsister. I have a little brother, Joel. And I have an older sister, Brianne, who's 24, and an older brother, Cole, who's 22, and Gatlin, Grayson, and Garrison, and they're all in the elementary here at Walnut.
Wow. They made a show. They call it the Becerra Bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that keeps you kind of busy. It's kind of fun to have that much life around you all the time, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's different because at one house I have more, like, adults, and then at the other house I get to experience, like, you know, Christmas and Easter and things again. It's more fun when you have younger kids around sometimes.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What'd you like?
I was more into the arts and English. Math and science aren't very much my strong suits.
Is that always something that was attractive to you?
Yeah, actually, I really love speeches, and I enjoy doing art and things like that.
Okay. We'll talk about teachers then. What teachers will you remember fondly down the road when you talk with some of your old classmates from high school years from now?
Like Haley, I really enjoyed Miss Long also, and I'll never forget Miss Hoffman. She was my first English teacher, and then had many English teachers in high school.
Mm-hmm. Well, why them?
Like Haley said, Miss Long's she's probably my favorite teacher besides Mr. Coink, who moved to Griswold, because she helps out a lot, and you really get things done like you're supposed to, and she does make things really interesting. She's a fun spirit.
All right. Sounds like fun. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else has been keeping you busy?
I did cheerleading, volleyball, basketball, soccer. I did a little track. I did some softball while I played in Walnut. I mean, I played soccer in Atlantic for 2 years, and then Voca has a team. I was in choir in Walnut and show choir too. I never did get into band. And I'm in proteins at my church and just things like that.
Sure. Do you have a favorite among all those things that you enjoyed?
Soccer. It's always been my favorite, me and my cousin, Emily Mitchell.
Yeah. What about achievements or awards? Anything that you'll be particularly proud of when you look back?
I've gotten some all-conference awards and honorable mentions in sports that... They make me feel kind of good.
Very good. It's always nice to be honored and make people notice.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your future then. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to go to Zenon Academy. It's in Omaha. It's a hair school, so I'm going to be a cosmetologist and esthetician.
Okay. Is that a career path that you've been thinking about for quite a while?
Yeah, actually, both my grandmothers, they do hair, and one's from Australia. And they both own their own salon, so I someday hope that I could probably do that too.
Oh, very good. Keep it in the family then.
Yeah.
Well, give those eighth graders some advice, and what should they know before they get started with high school?
Definitely do not mess around freshman year, like I said, because then you can't get into NHS if you're not good at Spanish. And it goes by really quick. Everyone says that, but it's true. I remember being a freshman yesterday.
Yeah, it really does. Well, very good. Well, Alyssa, again, congratulations on what you've accomplished, and good luck in your future.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Alyssa and Haley and Maddie. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Walnut High School.